Moonbase Alpha status report. 2306 days after leaving Earth orbit. Dr. Helena Russell recording. 5 days ago, we detected two planets in our east quadrant which may be capable of supporting life. Commander John Koenig has lifted off an Eagle One on a reconnaissance mission. With him is Blake Maine of the medical rescue team.
Sensor reads vegetation. How are the life forms?
Through the clouds, Commander. That looks like a city down there.
Yeah, it is a city. Buildings, streets, some form of transportation system. And little colored dots, which could be human beings. Check the atmosphere.
Atmosphere. Nitrogen, hydrogen, oxygen. Breathable.
Let's take a look.
I'm picking up a life form signal, but it's in a clearing some miles north of what seems to be the city.
It's all right. Home in on that signal. All right, let's set her down in that clearing.
Commander, life form signals cut out.
Let's find out why. What have we got here? Dead.
No life signs. No wounds. No injuries, internal or external. Body perfectly preserved. Time of death indeterminate.
Cause of death?
That's a good question.
Any theories, Blake?
Tough to diagnose, Ed. Could have been a sonic beam, a high potency ray, something that would have killed instantly.
Can you give me a close-up of one of the victims? Closer. Whatever it was, it hit the central nervous system. Must have caused tremendous pressure to explode those blood vessels. Form of nerve gas.
A lethal pathogen that invaded their bodies. Or bacteria released in the atmosphere.
No. Don't touch him.
Don't go near him.
He could be contagious.
Get off. Get off that planet.
City 2. Everybody on that planet is dead.
If it was a nerve-killing pathogen, our systems must have a built-in immunity to it.
Since the readings show satellite of Mother Planet has same atmosphere, vegetation...
Let's make a pass over that moon and see what else we can pick up.
We'll track you, Eagle One. Over and out.
Let's take a closer look at that surface.
Malfunction! Main drive!
Go to auxiliary.
Malfunction, secondary drive.
Emergency booster drive.
It's not functioning.
Koenig to Moonbase Alpha. Eagle 1 to Moonbase Alpha. We're out of control.
Koenig to Moonbase Alpha. Repeat. Out of control.
Alpha to Eagle 1. Come in, Eagle 1.
I want the exact computation of time, distance, and location of Eagle 1's last transmission. Call it into me on Eagle 4.
Bill, I could do better if I was with you.
Ever rocket?
Not functioning. Retro's functioning. Vertical thrust is maximum drive.
And I must submit to you, Elysia, that the only crime for which the prisoner can justly be accused is his use of the freedom of speech. To strip a being of this right, be he incarcerated here on the penal planet of Entra, or be he a free man on the mother planet of Elna, is to destroy one of the basic principles for which civilizations of all galaxies have fought. If you condemn the prisoner, then you condemn all life. Everywhere.
I am touched by your eloquence, Grail. And I, too, as Mistress of Entra, embrace one's right to the freedom of speech. I have made this clear to you, and to each and every prisoner who has ever been sentenced to Entra from our mother planet. But I have also heard testimony from others of how the prisoner arranged secret meetings, tried to stir this colony to insurrection.
No, not true! No.
To overthrow the forces of authority. And so long as I am the ruling force, I will not tolerate any abuse of the freedom of speech. Not by anyone.
The alien's weapon.
And the alien?
In security ward with the interrogator.
You shall be rewarded for your capture of the alien, Cyrus.
Thank you.
What of the hand? Prisoner.
He almost made the sanctuary column.
Almost. Dead?
Unconscious.
Stunned.
The hunt for him.
Inhuman.
Chance for freedom to return to Elna?
One out of 100 survived the hunt.
I call that inhuman.
Offer any one of them the challenge and none will refuse. Want the chance to go home. Well, who is he?
Subject's name John Koenig, commander of Moonbase Alpha.
Where and what is Moonbase Alpha?
Moonbase Alpha was a satellite of a planet called Earth. It broke out of orbit and is floating in space. There are 298 people aboard. He was caught in our atmospheric force field. He sent a message.
And his people will be searching for him. Well, they can have him.
He knows. He has been to Elna.
He knows that everybody there is dead, that everybody sent there dies.
Extract everything from his brain.
That might kill him.
Oh, well, we'll give him a handsome funeral.
In the quadrant of the commander's last message.
Try to pick up Eagle One on your sensor.
You have been a model prisoner, Bear, and have earned the right to return to our home planet. 1 year off for good behavior. Secret. There is justice when one earns it. Step into the transbeamer. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Baron.
Whenever you are ready, you may activate.
speak, Elysium.
To deny you that would be to deny you the freedom of speech, would it not?
We have released many prisoners. Not only have we never heard from them again, but Elna has stopped beaming up any new prisoners.
The acts of crime for being sent to Antra must have dropped.
I'm not the only one to ask. I speak for many others.
Everyone listens to the weekly reports beamed here. They have news from their home, their families. What is there to wonder about?
Hearing news is not seeing news. There was a time when a man could see his wife on the screen and his children. Not anymore.
You prisoners are political troublemakers. It's your nature to be discontent, to cause trouble.
We cause no more trouble. You've beaten us down, siphoned the militancy out of us.
It's not torture that has neutralized your militancy. It's the yearning in all of you to leave this sterile satellite and return to our beautiful Elna.
A yearning very few of us have realized.
There are two ways to realize it. Complete the term of imprisonment on good behavior, or to beat the hunt.
I applaud you for your understanding of human rights.
How fortunate that you never cease to amuse me, Craig.
I'll put his thoughts on the screen for you.
Spacecraft engineering. Friends. Let us observe his friends. He's very attractive. But this one, I find especially appealing. Does this species know passion? Yes. Very interesting.
Which, his spacecraft, his friends, or his romances?
Have you taped his brain for medical knowledge? Does he know how to produce immunity to the nerve bacteria on the home planet? Why didn't he die?
I don't know yet. I can't tell how much he knows. His brain resists certain questions. He has a strong will.
Weak mit.
His brain composition differs from ours in certain areas.
The leader treats people as equals. Bends to their will on occasions.
So should we all, on occasion.
Meaning what?
Unrest. The prisoners are beginning to wonder about things on their home planet.
You're beginning to sound like Krayl.
Tell them the truth now about Elna and they might understand.
They would become ungovernable.
They will learn the truth someday.
If they learn the truth, then we're all doomed. I am our barrier against disaster.
He has seen our home planet. He will tell them.
They won't believe him. Their minds have been programmed to think my way.
And if they break through that programming?
I fear nothing. My guards are loyal to me. Cease interrogation. Send him to Block 3. And do nothing to disfigure him.
Where are you from, alien?
I'm from Moonbase Alpha.
Never heard of it.
My ego, my spacecraft, crashed on your planet.
Elysia never tires of sending spies. Oh, wait a minute. Nobody sent me. You tell them we're not plotting an insurrection.
All we plan is how to outwit the hunters.
And that kind of plotting is permitted.
A hunt? You mean you want to be hunted?
Oh, that's right. Spy, alien, whatever you are. We volunteer for the hunt. If we reach the sanctuary column, without being killed first, we get to go free. To go home.
You mean down there?
To Elna, home planet.
Everybody's dead down there.
You liar!
Wait a minute, I was there. I saw all the people. All of them are dead.
But my family's on there. She sent you to lie!
Doris! Listen to me. I was on that planet. I saw a man transported there. He died instantly.
What killed him? What killed all of them? And how come you didn't die?
I don't know what killed him. Maybe some sort of a plague.
And I don't know why I didn't die. Maybe I have some sort of immunity.
Attention, all prisoners. Attention, all prisoners. This is your weekly news from home planet. The wife of prisoner Braddock
gave birth to a son at midtime on Solar Day. Both are doing well. Congratulations,
prisoner Braddock. There was a large party given by the family and friends of Strock Baron, celebrating his beam back from the penal colony at Entra.
So, everyone's dead on home planet.
I don't understand. I know what I saw.
And poor old Baron died the minute he stepped out of the transbeamer.
But only you've got immunity, spy.
I wonder how immune you'll be to a noose around your neck.
You've been brainwashed. They're all dead down there.
Thanks.
Well, it would have been such a waste.
I agree.
I'm Alicia, overseer of this penal colony.
Alicia, they thought you sent me up here to spy on them.
Which only goes to prove my contention. The prisoners who try to think are dangerous.
If you permit me, I'd like to contact my base, have someone come and pick me up.
I cannot allow any aliens to land here.
Well, I don't understand. We're no threat to you. My name is John Koenig. I'm commander of Moonbase Alpha.
Yes, I know about you. We've probed your brain.
ETA, precisely 3 hours.
So you've probed my brain. And you know, of course, you won't be able to keep me here.
You overestimate yourself.
My people know where I am. They'll come for me.
Why should you wish to rush from my presence? Stay with me. And you will experience undreamed of pleasure. Well, until I tire of you.
What's your boredom quotient?
Well, that would be determined by you.
Spaceship is within our outer quadrant, on a direct course for us.
Put him behind the screening panel.
Pinpoint site of wreckage at left, 083 degrees.
Got it. 08.
You are approaching the penal colony of Entra. Stay clear. You are in danger. Stay clear.
Our scanner shows the wreckage of one of our spacecraft. We request permission to land.
Permission refused. No ship is permitted to land on this planet.
Two of our pilots are in that.
They died in the crash.
Then we must land to return them to Moonbase Alpha.
Your ship will be unable to penetrate our defense shield.
We're coming into land. Shooting if we have to.
Do they have that capability?
We're being scanned.
Carry missiles, but not powerful enough to penetrate our defense shield.
If you try to come through our defense screen, your electronic systems will burn out.
We've contacted our base. They know we intend to land. If we don't make it, Alpha will send more powerful weapons to blast your planet.
Your philosophy will not permit you to do that.
Try us. You have 1 minute to decide.
You lied.
No, I didn't.
You said it was not in your character to commit violence.
We're not like you. We do not commit mindless violence.
Well, you do deprive yourselves of pleasure.
One minute.
You okay?
You are cleared to land. Go on automatic. Our controller will see that you touch down safely.
When they find out, they will only find evidence of two deaths. The one who has already died, and his.
Important because we need the footprints, right? Clear? I go straight ahead.
Up to the fence, that's it.
To the fence. Into the middle. What's the matter?
Not that I don't trust you, but I have my rights, and one of them is to stay alive.
The fence is switched off. Just go into the middle and take your clothes off.
You first.
escrow.
You promised you wouldn't do this. It's worse than the hunt.
Choice between a promise and self-preservation, Crail. What choice would you have made? As you said, how can I risk all I have worked for? Keeper of the penal colony of Entra. I trust you had a smooth landing.
Very smooth, thanks to your controller. I'm Fraser of Moonbase Alpha.
Alib, communications officer, Moonbase Alpha.
This is my head of security. We have refreshments waiting.
Thanks, but we'd like to get to the scene of the crash as quickly as possible.
Under the circumstances, refreshments are not our top priority.
Oh, no, of course not. I do understand.
The pilot section isn't totaled. They survived.
Yes, they did survive the crash. But unfortunately, after your spaceship crashed, and before we could reach them, they stumbled into one of our boundary fences.
And walked into it here. As you can see, Commander Koenig footprints go to here. Trans fever. The magic door to the home planet. Obtaining it is the dream of every prisoner on Entra.
The magic door to certain death.
The failing of your race is your inability to see the positive in the negative.
Double think.
Double think?
Your game with words. On my planet, we'd call it doublethink.
Oh, but you are on my planet. And I call it hope.
Hope? What kind of hope ends in extinction?
Philosophical hope. Psychological hope. The hope without which there would be nothing but despair. The hope that makes them eager to be the quarry on the hunt. The hope that they will reach the sanctuary column before they are taken.
And what a surprise. To enter the transbeamer so you can send them home.
They send themselves.
Another example of doublethink.
Similar to your situation. You are alive, but your people are convinced that you are dead. And remaining alive is dependent on your entertainment quotient. You have a half-life until you irritate or bore me. This promises to be more enjoyable than I had anticipated.
In front of an audience?
Of course. Start. After all, we always give the hunted a fair chance. And when he is cornered, he must not die quickly. He must suffer more than an entrant. He's an alien who has shown contempt for our culture. And our authority. After him, then, for the glory of Entra and rewards beyond your dreams.
To Moonbase Alpha. Eagle One to Moonbase Alpha.
Eagle One to Moonbase Alpha. Are you receiving me?
Eagle no communication could penetrate the defense shield surrounding this satellite. Harmless.
know he's trying to contact your people. Your signal cannot get through our defense shield.
Direction of the main complex.
Interrogator? The alien is returning to our custody. Permit no one to interfere with his progress.
Until Alicia arrives.
Agreed. Mind if I wait over here?
No, you may not. Remain where you are.
I'm just making it more convenient for Alicia to transport me.
Transportation is for those who are to wit the hunters.
And you have not.
What's more important, Alicia? As I've outwitted you.
If you attempt to activate the transbeamer, you will be disintegrated.
Yes, I will be. But if she fires, she'll also disintegrate this transbeamer. And none of you will ever see home again.
Wait, Alicia. If there's no hope for the prisoners, we'll be unable to control them.
We will find another way.
But what about us? Some of us are completing our tour of duty. We wait to go home.
The alien is full of surprises.
Yes, Crail. He's treacherous and devious. Drag him out of the transbeamer.
Hear me first. There is talk amongst the prisoners that the alien claimed all are dead on Elder. Is that so, alien?
Yes, that's true. Everybody on Elna is dead.
No.
Alicia knows it, but she's lied to you.
He lies. Everyone were dead on Elna. Why would he want to go there? Take him.
Wait. Wouldn't you prefer death to torture? To Alicia's brand of torture?
Saris, order your guards to do their duty or you end up in a cell.
Alicia's lies are your only prison. Make her tell you the truth.
There is no death on Elna.
If there's no death on Elna, Alicia can follow and bring me back.
Has a criminal mind. Elna will send him back.
Unless he's telling the truth.
Code number Eagle One.
It's impossible.
Let's find out. Alien? He lies, I tell you. Tell them he lies. I'm not political. Tell them, Grail.
I know you relish challenge. Prove to them that Elnor is what you say it is. Otherwise, they'll flay you alive.
And when I come back, they will worship me again.
And if you don't come back, they'll curse you as a tyrant.
Which do you desire it to be, Crow?
Whichever gives us most hope.
I'll take you with me.